you. Good morning. So in this presentation, I look at whether quality of antenatal care explains some of the rural-urban differences in use of stillbirth attendance. I have no relationships to disclose. So as you're probably aware, an estimated 800 women die of pregnancy-related complications every day. Almost all of these deaths occur in developing countries. Recent evidence suggests that about two-thirds of these deaths occur in sub-Saharan Africa alone. The two countries I look at in this analysis are Ghana and Burkina Faso, which have maternal mortality below the average for sub-Saharan Africa, but high by any standards, or above 300 maternal deaths per 100,000 live births. So it's recommended that interventions to prevent maternal mortality should start before pregnancy and continue till after pregnancy. But because most maternal deaths occur around the period of delivery, it's important that every birth is assisted by a skilled birth attendant. Unfortunately, the regions with high maternal mortality continue to have low use of skilled birth attendants. And just in case you are not familiar, skilled birth attendants refers to a health professional who can manage normal delivery and can identify and manage complications or provide basic care and referral. For the purpose of this analysis, deliveries by skilled birth attendants refer to any delivery by a health professional. So the most common determinants of use of skilled birth attendants are place of residence, education, and wealth. Consistently, we find that rural women are less likely to use skilled birth attendants. We know that place of residence is a contextual factor that captures several things. But a lot of times, the rural-urban difference is attributed to accessibility. In addition, we have many qualitative studies suggesting that poor quality of care in health facilities are a deterrent to use of skilled birth attendants, though we have relatively few quantitative studies on these. These qualitative studies also suggest that rural women are more likely to receive poor quality antenatal care. So the theory guiding this study was that if poor women are less likely to use skilled birth attendants, and poor women are less likely to receive poor quality care, then it's possible that part of the reason why poor women are less likely to use skilled birth attendants is because of prior receipt of poor quality care. So in this model, what I try to show is that there are other factors that mediate the relationship between place of residence and use of skilled birth attendants, including perception of need and accessibility. But I focus on quality of care in this analysis because that is what I have the data for. And so I'm expecting a partial mediation effect. So the questions I examine are whether quality of antenatal care differs by rural-urban residents, whether quality of antenatal care is associated with use of skilled birth attendants. And I go on to examine if quality of antenatal care partially mediates the rural-urban difference in use of skilled birth attendants, and whether the effect of quality of antenatal care is conditional on place of residence. I use data from Ghana and Burkina Faso, the World Health Survey data, which is a national representative data, uses a multi-stage cluster design. The questions on maternal health are asked to women who had a birth in the preceding 5 years, so that is a base sample, and I have about 2,000 women with complete information on all the relevant variables. My main analytic technique is logistic regression, with robust standard errors to account for clustering, and I use the product of coefficients method for the mediation analysis. So the main reason why I use Ghana and Burkina Faso is because they are similar on relevant maternal health indicators. There are some differences I'll point out as I go. But about two-thirds of my sample comes from Burkina Faso. About two-thirds live in rural areas, and the proportion rural is similar for Ghana and Burkina Faso. Also, about 83% of women attended antenatal care at least once during their pregnancy, and 55% were assisted by a skilled birth attendant. For the mediation analysis, the sample is restricted to women who attended antenatal care at least once, since I can't examine quality for women who did not attend any antenatal care. So one of the reasons why we have very few studies that look at the determinants or effects of quality of care is because quality of care is difficult to measure. It has multiple dimensions that are very difficult to capture in a simple set of indicators. So among the various frameworks we have for assessing quality These are the two I look at. So Donna Bidian proposed three dimensions of quality. Structure basically refers to the human and physical resources for delivering care. Process refers to what is done in delivering care, and outcomes are the effects of care. For maternity care, Halton et al. Regrouped this into whether women are receiving services based on the recommended interventions and their experience in receiving care. So my initial operationalization of quality was based on these two dimensions, service provision and patient experience. And the main reason why I used the World Health Survey, which is quite old, was because it has these measures of health system responsiveness, which I thought were good measures of patient experience. Unfortunately, they didn't turn out very useful, and so what I'm presenting now is based solely on the service provision measures. So my measure of quality of antenatal care is based on a sum of three binary variables, and whether women received essential antenatal care services, whether they had their blood pressure checked, a blood sample drawn, and if they were educated on signs of pregnancy complications. Since these are very basic services that you expect every woman attending antenatal care to receive, you should have received all three of them to be qualified as having received high-quality antenatal care. Only 28% of women in the sample reported receiving all three services. So this graph shows that indeed we have rural-urban differences in quality of antenatal care. 24% of women in rural areas reported receiving all three services, compared to 35% of women in urban areas. And all differences I talk about are statistically significant. When we adjust for other factors, we still see that women in urban areas receive significantly higher quality of antenatal care. Also, we have difference by education. The important thing here also was that women in Ghana have significantly higher odds of receiving good quality antenatal care compared to women in Burkina Faso. But there are some moderation effects by country. So this graph shows that the rural-urban difference in quality of antenatal care and also that for education differs significantly for Burkina Faso, which is the lower blue line. But we see no major difference, no significant difference in quality of antenatal care for both place of residence and education in Ghana. This is what we expect from other studies. It's consistent that women in urban areas are more likely to receive higher quality antenatal care. In addition, we find that there's a kind of dose response increase in use of skilled birth attendants with quality of antenatal care. 52% of women who reported receiving none of the three services listed were assisted by a skilled birth attendant, compared to 70% of women who reported receiving all three services. In multivariate analysis, we still see a significant effect of higher quality antenatal care on use of skilled birth attendants. Also, the others are expected. Higher education, higher wealth are consistent in most studies. And women who perceive accessibility as high are also more likely to use a skilled birth attendant. The interesting finding here was that after accounting for other factors, including quality of antenatal care, women in Ghana are less likely to use skilled birth attendants than those in Burkina Faso. So a summary of the results I've presented so far, the place of residence is associated with quality of antenatal care and use of skilled birth attendants. And quality of antenatal care is associated with use of skilled birth attendants. And so quality of antenatal care here qualifies as a potential mediator for the rural-urban effect on place of residence. So since you need those two conditions, to be met. The formal mediation analysis shows that there is a significant mediated effect through quality of antenatal care, and about 14%, so the mediation analysis uses on standardized coefficients on the logistic regressions for both quality of antenatal care and use of skilled birth attendants. That's what I show up there. But about 14% of the total rural-urban effect on use of skilled birth attendants is through quality of antenatal care. Now, this might look like a small proportion, but when you consider that I look at only one dimension of quality, the differences are potentially larger. So why are rural women more likely to receive poor quality of antenatal care? There are several potential reasons for this. The other analysis I've conducted shows socioeconomic differentials are major contributing factors, and also the type of health facilities they use and the type of health providers they receive antenatal care from. The women who receive poor quality antenatal care are less likely to use skilled birth attendants. It's a reason actually would be that good quality antenatal care should help women plan for delivery. And so if you see good quality antenatal care, you should plan where you want to deliver and how you get there. But one of the things that motivated this study, which I couldn't really examine, was women's perception of the quality of care, how this affected their use of skilled birth attendants. So I don't directly examine perception of quality, but it's still possible that women who receive high quality with regards to services probably also receive high quality regards to interpersonal quality of care. And this is more likely to affect their perception of quality. And so women who receive, who perceive the quality of care to be lower are less likely to use skilled birth attendants. And then find that rural women are less likely to deliver with skilled birth attendants, partly because of the lower quality of care. There are other reasons, like access is still a major factor. But the study showed that quality of antenatal care is important to the use of skilled birth attendants. There are a number of limitations to this study, mainly relating to the data. But the strength of it is the fact that it addresses a gap in the MCH literature, which is mainly the depth of theory-based studies, looking at potential mechanisms for the distal relationships. It suggests that improving the quality of antenatal care provided to rural women could potentially reduce the rural-urban disparities in use of skilled birth attendants. Access is important, but it's important to improve quality in the existing facilities. And for the short term, for short-term approaches, improving access in the existing facilities are potentially more feasible than expanding access to all facilities. Thank you very much.